All right, you ready?
I am ready.
All righty, then I will talk to you in a little while.
Talk to you in a little bit.
Good morning.
Good morning, Elias.
And how are you proceeding, my friend?
I am proceeding wonderfully, wonderfully, wonderfully. Life is lighter. It's there are some curious things on the horizon. Whether it's how I'm acting or things that I'm noticing coming, it just feels like I'm on the precipice of curiosity. But yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I'm excited about life. I'm curious about life. I'm getting more and more relaxed about it. So it's all good. So, and I'm getting more trusting of just what is. And I do believe I'm letting go of the idea of control more and more, although I'm not quite sure about that because I'm not quite sure I still exactly understand what that is. But anyhow.
I would say congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Now, I want to start with some fun questions. One, is Elvis Presley a focus of yours?
No.
Okay, two, that was not a fun answer, Elias. Remember, our session theme is fun today, Elias, just saying. So now you got another chance on this one, this question. Okay, so are octopus, are they aliens? And what I mean by that, did they originate from a different planet than Earth, or had they always come from Earth?
Have always is of or a plant.
I'm sorry, you broke out. They've always what?
Species of your planet.
Oh, really? They feel kind of alienish to me. So, is their intelligence, would you say, be on par with, like, dolphins or humans, or no?
The intelligent octopus?
Yeah.
I would say no. I would say that their intelligence is considerably different than a human or a cetacean or even of some mammals.
All right, well, that's two for zero, or zero for two. All right, now this is, okay, maybe this will be fun, I don't know. And, all right, so it's kind of hard for me to talk about because I don't really remember, but I just remember a feeling that I had. So I had this dream the other night, and I just remember in my dream thinking, wow, I can't believe I'm having this in my dream, because in my dream it was something I could not comprehend. And then, but I was kind of thinking it's kind of cool that I'm having that there was something that I can't comprehend. Anyhow, so my impression about that dream, and I don't really remember any of the details at this point, but I was wondering if I was like downloading some new information that I can't really at this point in time understand, but I was just kind of exposing myself to new concepts or ideas or information in preparation for learning something new. Is that what that dream was about, do you think?
Yes. That I would agree with.
I got one. So, very interesting. And I've been having every night I've been having the same theme dreams, and I didn't write them down. Something about change, I think, or transformation or something. But since I didn't write them down and I can't really recall. But so, I feel like something is going on in my dreams. Something, but I can't really talk about it because I don't know.
Yes, I agree. Indicating change and movement. And let me express to you that this feeling of being on the edge of something or being about to change or something about change or a new direction or missing something, a missing piece. Whenever you feel that, the reason that you feel that is because, generally speaking, when you feel that, you are on a precipice, in a manner of speaking. You are at the edge, and you are about to express a new expansion in your awareness. And that is what you are feeling and noticing. Now, what I would say to you is, what most people do is that they notice that, and let me say to you that all of you incorporate that feeling at times, and generally speaking, you feel it perhaps several to many times in your lifetime. Therefore, it seems to be repeated. And what people automatically do is they connect each of those times together almost sequentially in thinking that they're having this feeling or this experience again, and it is about the same thing. Something that they are missing. Something that they don't see. Something that is important, and something that is about to occur in their reality, but they don't see it yet. And each time that they have that feeling, they think that it is the same subject, let us say. What is the same is that it is yet another time in which they are moving in a direction of expanding their awareness again. Hmm. But how they do that is in a different capacity each time. Therefore, it isn't the same missing piece every time that they expand.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I would say that having dreams in that capacity and in that time framework also is very common because you are translating that to yourself that you are moving in a direction of expansion again and becoming more aware again. And therefore, your dreams are reflecting that you are in that process and that you are moving in the direction of a greater awareness.
Well, all right, that makes sense. That's cool. You know, it's interesting, too, that I'm noticing, like, there's a lot of change going on, with everybody around me too. Like, you know, Mary just moved. My mother is now, she just went up, sold her house. She's moving. There's other people I've talked. It's like a lot of changes going on right now, but and it's kind of like when really, and I've read something recently, like when really good things are happening, you're like waiting for the other shoe to drop. Although I don't think I'm necessarily at that. I'm just trusting this is our new direction that we're going to go. Not that quote unquote bad things won't happen or challenging things won't happen. But it's so interesting to me that everybody in my life at this time, you know, that I would maybe, want to be happy because I take, you know, I'm happy when they're happy kind of thing, which is a whole nother story. But it seems like, you know, my daughter's doing well, my son's doing well, my mother who has suffered from depression or anxiety or whatever, she's like, oh, I'm doing this move. I feel really good about it. I mean, I guess everybody just feels lighter. Everything feels lighter to me, smoother, clearer. And it's like fucking amazing. Never in my whole life have I experienced this sense of, I'll call it balance or flow or trust or ease, or joy as much in myself or around me ever. This is the most for the longest time period that I've ever felt this. And
Congratulations.
yeah, it's really kind of amazing. And I like it. I like it a lot. So that's the thing. Like, I wonder, I like, okay, I might think, oh, I like it. I like it a lot. And I want it to continue. But then I have to think, you know, back, it's not just circumstances, like what Bashar says, circumstances don't matter. State of being matters. And so I think about that. Like, okay, different things can happen. And I am more and more aware of how when different things happen, I can interpret them and digest them in myself, to be quote unquote good or bad, or and I'm getting better and better at that. But I still, actually, I don't even know if I still do this. It's kind of habit. I wanted to say I still like wonder, oh, can I really, really be so happy and so joyful and just accept it all because there's a tiny bit and maybe only 1% left. So small that I think I could just like brush it aside, but maybe one last little thread that hangs on, like, oh, if you just really dive into your joy, you know, then that won't prepare, then you'll be unprepared if something quote unquote bad happens. So that feels more like a vestige impression or emotion to me than what I'm really feeling right now. Like, I'm still familiar with it, but I do think, you know, I am ready to just step into it.
I very much agree and congratulate you. And I would also say that what you are observing now is an expression of how, regardless of whether people objectively know or recognize or understand that they are participating in this shift in consciousness or not, regardless, they are. And in this, I would say to you that this present wave is rapidly winding down and coming to a close. And in that, people have been accomplishing what this wave was designed to help them through and becoming more aware.
Wow. Well, then I see it. Like, I feel, and I have dubbed whether or not, you know, we'll see what happens, but I feel like 2019 has been like this year of change, but a really good change from what I feel. And it's just a lot of stuff has gone on. And I have dubbed, just because it's called 2020 and we call Perfect Eyesight 2020. So I have, like, in myself just dubbed the year 2020 as the year of clarity. And I feel on some level, whether or not there is anything to prepare, but I feel like 2019, and maybe it's a very self-evident statement, because every year that precedes another year is, you know, more or less, I just feel like 2019 is preparing us for 2020. You know, I just feel like it. I don't even know what that means or if it's accurate or not accurate, but I just feel, it feels clearer, it feels smoother, it feels more open, more expansive, like opportunities would be able to be seen and taken, or we would be, you know, be able to see these opportunities because we're not muddying up the waters as much. That's what it feels like.
I agree.
Like. Yeah.
Definitely agree.
So, and it's interesting. So this is also just something I think about. It doesn't bother me, but it is something I think about. So, you know, my mom was going back and forth of moving, about moving, and she even talked to you about it once, and you're like, you know, either way is okay. They're both fine. And then, like my mom usually does, she'll like him and haw, or maybe we all do, like him and haw. And then boom, it's like a switch is flicked and she's like, nope, this is what I'm going to do. So she just, that switch flipped and she decided, she's put her house on the market. She sold her market. She got what she asked for relatively easy. She is put a contract on a house in North Carolina, sight unseen. She says she feels really good about it. She says she feels great about, you know. She had some hiccup that was, to me, inconsequential about something. But as a whole, you know, it just feels really easy. Yeah. And so she says, yeah, she feels good about it. And she's doing it. She's going to move. And but it's still so curious to me. Okay, so she's moving there. My sister bought a house on the coast. We have a house on the coast. I'm like, my brother and his wife may be thinking about moving to that area. And I'm like, oh. And then I'm thinking about like climate change. And I'm like, our coast may be gone. Here it is. We're all like there. Everyone feels good about it. But boom, 10 years time, there may be no land there. I mean, it just seems like a contradiction to feel good about something, knowing that, pretty soon, you know, we may all be unsettled again. But then a couple of thoughts come to mind. One is, well, you know, maybe those years were there are going to be great years. And we'll get something out of that. And, you know, life isn't an ending point. It's a stepping stone. So perhaps it's a stepping stone to something else. And then the other thing, like we talked a little bit, because I felt kind of guilty, like since I was the person there, like the anchor, if I wanted to sell our house, you know, my sister there is my mother. I get everyone there and I might feel responsible if I leave, which I don't think I would anymore. I'll be able to do what I want. But I'm rambling. But but so I guess.
But you are expressing what you are noticing in these changes and how uplifting it is and how encouraging it is, not only with yourself, but with other individuals, and how much you notice it with other individuals.
So I guess the conundrum, if there even is a conundrum, would be, isn't it, or maybe just not even a conundrum, maybe just the interesting part is that we're all moving in these directions that, quote unquote, intellectually may be the wrong direction, but feeling wise and wanting and desire wise, it's like working out. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
So what are you going to say about that? What words of wisdom do you have to offer me about that little observation?
I would say that I would be tremendously acknowledging of you, that you are noticing, but more than noticing, that you are actually paying attention and holding your attention in that direction rather than other directions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That it is very easy to hold your attention in other directions that are not necessarily validating you and that are not necessarily recognizing change. It is easy to move in directions in which you look around yourself and you express to yourself, nothing is changing, everything remains the same, I don't see any evidence of this shifting consciousness. It is discouraging and distressing.
Yeah.
But that is all dependent on what you pay attention to. And therefore, that is what I am acknowledging, that you are paying attention and you are noticing changes, but you are holding your attention in that direction.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it feels good. It feels powerful.
Yeah, to acknowledge yourself, to acknowledge other individuals, to express about what is happening with this shift.
Yeah. I mean, I see tons of change. I mean, this is not the world I was living in 10 years ago by any stretch of the imagination.
I very much agree.
And it's also, I mean, going back to the thing, like just noticing the change in myself and like where I put my attention on, like I know that is actually pretty powerful because, and then the more you put your attention in one direction, obviously the more easier it becomes to put in that direction. And the more you bring things to you or notice things, and then you kind of head that way. Like if you're putting your...
Yeah, I agree. But even when many people do that, they still don't pay attention or they don't direct their attention in the manner of maintaining that validation.
Yeah.
Which is what you are doing.
Yeah.
Therefore, I would say congratulations.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Now, there's something that I've been wanting to ask you about for a couple times now. I don't know. This is here again. It doesn't feel important or not important. It's just a curious thing. But a couple group sessions ago, or maybe it was the last group session or something, when you said nobody in this room loves themselves, truly loves themselves. And then you asked us to feel feelings, you know, for someone we do love, like my children or something. And I was really kind of surprised like that. And then I'm thinking, I do. But then you said, as if you could hear my thoughts, then you said, nobody. And I have to say, I If you would have asked me, do you love yourself? I would have said, yeah. So I was a little surprised. I mean, it wasn't good or bad. I was just like, huh, really? And then, but that just made me curious about maybe then I don't know what it is to love myself or whatever. But I feel like I do love myself, but.
I would say you are moving more in that direction.
Yeah. Huh.
I would ask you once again, as I did then, feel and perceive the same about yourself as you do about your children?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. Like I'll think about my children and I feel that. And there is a warmth. I do feel like I can just think, picture them, and I'll feel a warmth. Where if I just think about myself, maybe I don't feel. I mean, I'm starting to just because I've been putting my attention on it, but I kind of get that warmth or that softening isn't necessarily as much as for my children. But I've been practicing with it.
And as I expressed, you are in that direction more.
Yeah. Yeah.
I acknowledge that.
Okay. So, since this is our fun session, and I am on the precipice of widening my awareness. And I want to maybe start doing some things that I would have in the past considered like magical, or doing some things that I may have previously thought were impossible, like using my abilities in different ways, like whether it's telekinesis or whatever. But the one that I think I'd be most interested in, and I really don't believe, so maybe I won't be able to because I have a thing that I don't believe I could do it easily. But like learning another language, like, and when I say magically, I mean easily. Like sometimes they say, oh, you put a book under your pillow at night and you can absorb that information or something like that. I mean, I don't know if I'm ready to go in directions like that, but I mean, is there something, like I want to do something that I've not done before, and does it? Well, I have to do it the old way by like just practicing, or can I do it a new way by just intending it and allowing it, or you know, am I back to?
I would say both. I would say either. You can move in direction of what is familiar to you and practice, or you can actually create something new by simply allowing. Now understand that doesn't mean simply thinking about it.
Right. That's the tricky part.
I agree. That it isn't a matter of thinking about it, but it is a matter of allowing and moving in those directions. Well, in which you
to
something,
which...
but what you want.
Can you repeat that?
Which you do create something new, but that you are creating what you want intentionally.
So I have the, like my greatest tool for that would be hindsight, because I have also observed or realized that maybe I wanted something. And then all of a sudden, fast forward a couple years from, oh, wow, I got that. And I didn't necessarily strategic, like living in this apartment, you know, there's a lot of things that I had mulled over, or even John, finding John. Like, I do notice in the past where I'm thinking, oh, you know, just thinking, oh, this would be nice. Yeah, I would like this. This would be nice. But I didn't ever go out and, like, say, okay, how do I find this person? I'm going to go to these clubs and hunt them down, or I'm going to, or even with this apartment, I wasn't even thinking about, oh, I want to find this space that I want to live in. It was more, you know, different events kind of orchestrated this. So I am aware of how, I mean, I can use this to my advantage, of how when I am having desires, I am wanting things that when I just kind of sit back and let go and don't try to orchestrate things, that they, I mean, it happens.
Yeah.
Which is kind of magical in itself.
I would very much say that. I would very much agree and express that it is magical because you are creating something in a manner that in some respects surprises you.
Yeah.
And because you don't necessarily objectively know precisely how you are doing it.
Right. Right. And I guess I don't really need to know.
Don't.
So, and the other thing that I kind of noticed, like with, maybe with telepathy, that would be like a skill I'd really want to hone, which I'm not sure. What's the difference again between telepathy and empathy? Telepathy is really reading thoughts, and empathy is feeling what people feel?
No.
What is telepathy exactly, then?
Yes. In the common meaning of it, telepathy is supposedly reading someone else's thoughts.
But it's really reading their energy, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, it's interesting, go ahead.
But it is reading their energy in a manner in which you are somewhat tapping into how they think. You aren't simply reading their energy and translating it through your own thoughts. You are incorporating an addition to that, and you are tapping into how the other individual thinks, which then allows you to be expressing more in the capacity as if you were actually reading their thoughts.
Okay.
Empathy isn't only about feelings. Empathy is about feelings and experience. Empathy is incorporating similar feelings and similar experiences, and therefore having the ability to relate to another individual or being in relation to their experience.
Which is why probably very empathetic, empathic people are very distressed about, you know, torture and such like that.
I would agree. But I would also express that then there is another difference between empathic and empathy.
Oh, okay.
Because empathic is tapping into that inner sense, which is different.
Okay.
That is more so that you are allowing yourself to tap into another individual or being experienced in a more complete capacity. That is somewhat an action of mergence, but not fully, because you continue to be aware of yourself. Therefore, there is some aspect of separation involved in which you are aware of yourself and your experience and your feelings, but you are tapping into the other individual's experience, and you are allowing yourself to experience that alongside of your own.
Okay, that makes sense. So, about paying attention to new or developing, you know, different senses and stuff. This kind of runs along the lines of sometimes you have an experience and sticks out or makes an impression on myself. Like there seems something more going on than what I was necessarily aware of. But so a couple things. One will be a question and one is kind of a comment. Like yesterday I went and got a massage, and it was this massage, a new massage therapist that I went to, and you know, he's telling me, you know, he wants to do like a different type of massage, where he did kind of not, you know, different tapping and a little stretching, but not really deep tissue massage. It was different. It was okay. It was different. And I think it did work on releasing a lot of muscle tension and stuff. But there was one point when my phone was just ringing crazy. And he asked if I wanted to answer. And I said, no. He says, oh, in case it's important, do you want to get it? And I was like, no, I don't think it's important. And he goes, yeah, it doesn't sound like it's important. And I didn't really follow up with that on my question, but I'm like, oh, he probably, because sometimes you know, a phone will ring and you'll kind of, you can get a feeling whether it's an important phone call or not. And so one thing I thought, oh, that's probably what he was, you know, that's why he made that comment, because he didn't get a feeling that it was an important phone call. So I thought about that, but then I also thought that is also more and more common around people. We almost seem to be shifting into this, way where that's normal. Like if you would say that, you know, years ago, most people wouldn't say something like that because they'd be like, that's crazy talk. But now it's becoming more of the norm. Like people are, yeah, we're acknowledging that, yeah, we can feel things or understand things or know things, you know, not in the way that we used to know them. So, but that was just one instance. I've noticed other instances, but there's, and maybe that was just it, just this noticing, but there's something curious to me about him. There's something like, I feel there's something that I'm not letting myself be fully aware of. I just feel like there's more, quote unquote, more to the story of what was happening. And I'm just curious if, you know, what I'm tapping into, or was it just that, or was he, like, I remember I had this experience. It doesn't feel the same, but when Patel, he popped into this guy, that I met at a store once. And I thought, you know, that whole experience, well, that experience is kind of magical and wonderful and playful, very playful, which I know Patel is very playful. So this experience kind of feels like, there was something worth noticing. I don't know if it was a poppin or not. I'm thinking it probably wasn't, but it felt like at one point I thought, oh, is this you? And, but at other times, I was like, oh, it's just a normal everyday experience. Anyhow, I guess I feel like there was something in that experience that I was, it's like my dream. I remember there was something going on in my dream, but I couldn't, you know, I couldn't tell you about it now. So was there something going on that was unique about that experience? Or nothing?
I would say it was similar to a pop-in. Because it was a superimposed expression.
Huh. So who was superimposing on him?
And your impression.
Well, I thought maybe it was you. That was my impression.
Yes, and you were correct.
Oh, well, how fun was that? So let me ask this, all those muscle movements and tapping, was that more your knowledge or his knowledge or a combination?
I would say combination, yes.
Because I asked him, I'm like, everything was so odd. I'm like, how did you learn this? Because it's, you know, I've had many massages and it wasn't like normal massages, but so interesting.
Therefore, a combination of his own experience and then enhancing that.
Oh. Well, thank you for that. Thank you for for helping my body out a little bit. So, very interesting. All right. Well, that's kind of cool. And was there a motivation for you to do that? Or for me to allow that, or I'm not sure, you know, how all that works, but.
I would say that it was an offering, and for you, it was a benefit for you to allow it. Because I would say that that isn't always freely accepted. You are engaging with your body consciousness and you are placing yourself in what you think of as a vulnerable position, and therefore also it is a matter of practicing with trust in a more extensive manner. Because you already have to express somewhat of a trust with the individual that is doing the massage, or you wouldn't be comfortable. Mm-hmm. But then to add another piece to that experience, that is a matter of adding another layer of trust.
And it also seemed like it was like a letting it go. Like I remember like saying, all right, I'll just go with this experience. I'm just going to allow this experience to be what it is. And which felt very good in itself too. Like I didn't have an agenda like, oh no, I really wanted this type of massage, or, oh no, this. And it was, it was a very calming, peaceful experience. It was good.
I would say congratulations.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. I like that kind of magical stuff. I want to live a magical life. I just want to live a magical life. I'm ready for magic.
And I am very encouraging of you, my friend.
Very interesting. And then I've been playing around with this, and maybe it's just to make me more aware. But the other thing that I kind of, you know, your exercise of looking around, is there anything unexpected around me? Any surprises, anything out of the extraordinary? And I do that exercise, you know, occasionally. And you know what, Elias? I've never found anything out of the extraordinary when I do that exercise. The only thing, and it wasn't extraordinary, it was a cardinal, but it was kind of delightful when I did it and a cardinal came into my vision. That was nice, but, you know, it's pretty expected because it's springtime and It was outside and it was a bird, but nothing, you know, completely unexpected, like, whoa, I never expected that. And I know that's not what the exercise is for, or I don't think that's what it's for. I think it's for just to really help us pay attention. Like when I do that, I'm like, oh, wow, yeah, I didn't notice that before. So.
But as you continue to expand, you will begin to notice that many of your experiences take on a different quality, or that they expand and you incorporate more of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I would imagine so. So I was just saying out loud for the universe and myself to know that I want some magic. I'm going to allow some magic. I don't know. It was fun. So, and then the other thing, like, and I'm not even, I don't even need to ask you for validation or if I'm going the right direction, because it's just the direction I'm going in, and that is that. But, like, when I hear, when I just, like, if I'm looking at the news, just skimming a little bit, I see all this Trump stuff. Oh, my God. It's so, it's almost ad nauseam, nausea. I really can't give it more than like 30 seconds, if even 30 or 15 seconds. I look at it and I'm just like, I can't even bring that into my, to my life right now. I just can't do it. Not that I can't do it. Let me say that. I just don't want to. There's not even any, I just, I'm so, I feel like I'm just so over it. So over it. Even like on Facebook, which I like being on because I like the connection with people, but any little drama that goes on, I'm like, I just can't even engage anymore. Or, I mean, let me rephrase that, because I could. I just don't want to. I am so over it, Elias. Even the drama around climate change, I love the planet. I want the plant to be beautiful. I want to notice actions that I'm taking that are more beneficial. I still kind of beat myself up on things that I am not doing that I'm like, oh, I could do better. I could do better. But, you know, that's, I can address to that. But I just, like, I don't want the drama part of it. I just feel like this is where I am. This is what I'm going to do. It's what I can't be responsible for the rest of the world, or even in my own little life. Can't be responsible. Mary and I were talking about this. Can't be responsible for other people, other things. I'm just, and I know you want to balance that with awareness, but I'm just over it, Elias. Sometimes I'm like, okay, all right, if I need to act this way in this world and I need to, you know, make sure everyone's treating everyone nice, I don't even want to live that life anymore. So just let me die now, because that's not the life I want to live. I just want
to, yeah. I am understanding, and this is a step in the direction of moving to the point in which you can genuinely allow other individuals their expressions.
Yes.
And not be bothered by it. And that is an important piece.
Yes, yes. I agree.
Not hate it.
Right.
Not be in a direction of being significantly bothered by it, but that you are clear in relation to what you are paying attention to and what you are participating with.
Yeah, and I think, like, I generally don't think, or if I still am bothered, I'm so much less and less. Like with the Trump thing, I don't think that bothers me. What bothers me is the fact, well, what would bother me if I start paying attention to it? And I don't feel like I really don't feel like I'm ignoring it. I just feel like it's just something I don't want to participate in. That's what it feels like. I don't feel like it bothers me. Maybe, but now, you know, since I thought I loved myself and apparently I didn't, so I always question, am I deluding myself or, but it doesn't.
Because I would say to you that you were already moving in a direction in which you were already addressing to and recognizing that you didn't necessarily agree with that individual, but you weren't necessarily in opposition to him either.
That's what it feels like.
Correct. Therefore, you were already moving in that direction. And now you are interpreting a step further,
yeah,
in which beyond that, you are making a decision to not participate.
Yeah.
You are making a decision about intentionally what you will participate with and what you won't.
Right. And it doesn't feel like ignoring. So the ignoring, the big clue, if you're ignoring something, is if it bothers you. That's the big clue, right?
Correct.
Right. So anyhow,
And it is different that when you are ignoring something, you are expressing some opposition with that.
Right.
You are moving in a direction in which you know something is occurring or you know something is being expressed, but you refuse to pay attention to it because you are in opposition with it. Now, that is very different from intentionally choosing not to participate with something. In that, you may be moving in a direction in which you are intentionally choosing to move your attention in a different direction. Not because you are ignoring something, but because it isn't important.
Yeah.
And therefore, you aren't paying attention to it because you are moving your attention in a direction that is important to you.
Yeah. Yes. And that's.
And in that, the other direction isn't necessarily bothersome to you. It simply isn't interesting to you.
Yeah.
Which I would acknowledge you because you were already in that direction.
Yeah, yeah.
And now you are merely interpreting, taking another step in that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly what it feels like. It feels good.
Congratulations.
So, I don't even know if I want to get into this too much, but it is, I'll just bring it up, I guess, you know, like saying it feels good. So this whole thing about you saying, you know, you don't have to follow your feelings kind of still through, Mary explained it a little bit and it made sense when she explained it, but then I kind of forgot and I might be making a bigger deal out of it than it is. But this whole thing on like not following your feelings necessarily, like you can incorporate, you know, not following it. But I follow my feelings so much that it seems to be such a guiding. I know we've talked about this before, but obviously.
Stop.
Okay, what?
What I will say to you is you may be using words in a manner that is not necessarily precisely accurate.
Okay.
Meaning, you might be using words saying you follow your feelings a lot. But in actuality, that isn't necessarily what you are actually doing. That it isn't a matter of you following your feelings, but that you are acknowledging your feelings and that you are paying attention to what that means. You are paying attention to what those feelings mean and therefore acting on that. But it isn't simply a matter of blindly following the feelings. Now, I will say that pastly, at times, you have done that considerably, in which you were blindly simply following the feelings. This isn't moving smoothly, therefore I shouldn't be doing it.
Right, right.
Or this is moving in an easy direction and therefore I should do it, and then later you are interpreting conflict over something.
Right.
But there is a difference between following a feeling, therefore you are only paying attention to the feeling as if it is the communication itself. And therefore you keep paying attention to the feeling and you keep reinforcing it. Very easy, simple, blatant examples of that is when something happens in your life or you have an encounter that, in your terminology and in your assessment, makes you mad. Something makes you mad. Something that happens, some individual, whatever it may be. Something makes you mad, and you pay attention to that feeling, and you continue through your day to express and recount whatever it was that made you mad over and over again, and reinforce being angry over and over again. And then moving your attention in any direction that will support keeping you in that expression of being angry.
Yeah, I get that.
That is following the feeling. And what that does eventually, if you do it enough, is it creates a mood. And then you will be expressing, I'm in a bad mood.
Okay. Well, I think...
And you justify that, and you allow yourself to continue to follow the feeling and continue to express the influence of that and justify it.
Okay, so I understand that totally. I get it. And I do feel like how I go about my life, that I don't always follow the feeling. I think I got a pretty good handle on, you know, how to go about my life, and it's getting better and better. But I just, it's like intellectually, you know, expressing it is confusing. It feels like in my brain it's confusing, but as I lead my life, it's not as confusing. Would you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah. And I would say, as I have expressed previously, that many individuals, not everyone, but many individuals translate their intuition through feeling.
I must do that. Do I do that?
Yes, you
do.
Yeah,
I was going to say. Yeah, I mean, and I also...
That is also different from following a feeling.
Right, right. Okay, I can understand that. I think, like you had said, sometimes emotional people have a hard time really distinguishing. I forgot what you said, but whatever you said, I understood it. It was like, yeah, Because sometimes I just put everything in that bucket of emotional. And there's a lot of things that I just put in that bucket. But it is interesting. I love, like, okay, well, let's really decipher them. And let's, this is really what, like, I love, this is what an impression is. This is what intuition is. This is what a feeling is. This is what a thought is. This is what an emotion is. I love defining all those things because in the definitions, you know, you understand them better. So that is
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, that bell went on, so I'm going to have to go. But did you want to say anything magical to me, Elias?
I would say, be open to the unexpected. That whatever you are doing, whatever you are planning, or whatever you are engaging, even in your mundane activities, be open to the expression of any of them or all of them to be unexpected.
Okay. That's a little scary, but I do it. Yeah, that's my thing, is like the unexpected and the unknown, you know, making friends with it. So that's a good one. That's a good thing for me to just allow.
As it presents you with surprise.
Okay. Hey, thanks for my massage. I enjoyed it.
You are very welcome. That would be an example of the unexpected.
Oh, yeah. That was lovely. Very lovely. Yeah. And you get more surprises when you pay attention, too.
I see.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to our next conversation.
As am I, my dear friend. First, tremendous, tremendous lovingness to you, as always. In wondrous friendship and great affection. Au revoir.
Au revoir.